Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, Mr. Humble, at your service. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Shelly Palmer is here. Shelly, many of you have received his outstanding newsletter. Many more of you see him on a regular basis on Fox News in New York. He's got an outstanding television show there, Tech Show. He is their on-air tech expert. He's also the host of Shelly Palmer's Digital Living, which is monthly on Fox Business, just nominated for two, count them two, Emmy Awards. And he's the guy that many turn to for information on technology, and we're going to do that same thing today. Oh, he's the author of a number of books, too, by the way, which I don't have any. He's going to be sending me some of those. Shelly Palmer, welcome to the show.
Well, we have to get you the brand newest book, which is, thank you, by the way, it's great to be here. The newest book, which just came out, is Digital Wisdom,
yeah.
Thought Leadership for a Connected World.
I can't wait to get it. So I can
make
steal
sure that you have it.
Well, I'm working on my third book, and maybe I can steal some stuff out of there. So be sure.
Absolutely. That's the best. You know what? Look, artists create, pros steal, and geniuses steal from themselves. Now, you're a genius. You'll have to just plagiarize your own work. But
that's,
you know,
exactly what you do.
You have a look at my stuff and take what you need. It's all good.
Hey, Shelly. I want to talk about Dell and Microsoft, but I've decided I want to do that in the next segment. Before we get there, I want to talk about Microsoft 8.
Windows 8.
I mean Windows 8 is what I meant to say. Talk to us about Windows 8, because most people have seen commercials, but they don't even really, you know, they don't know much about it. And
which is really Microsoft's bad, because for the amount of money that Steve Ballmer has allowed them to spend promoting Windows 8,
yeah,
you would think they'd be doing a better job. So here's the story. We are now, in case you hadn't noticed, living in a post-PC world.
Yep.
And the Microsoft Dell story is really the story of Windows 8 also. A while back, if you remember, when Bill Gates was still at the helm, he came out and he admitted to everybody, you know what, I think we missed the Internet. This whole thing Mark Andreessen did with Netscape, it's pretty cool. And apparently it's not a fad, and you guys are going to be doing this for a while. Maybe we'll invent something. Let's just go get, Internet Explorer. That's a good idea. And they took the second best software and they made it the most popular. Now, Microsoft has a pretty long, storied, fabulous history of taking the second best or third best product in a class and making it the most popular in the world. For example, Microsoft Word is not the best word processor by an order of magnitude. The best is probably Word Perfect. Nobody even remembers anymore, except unless you're a lawyer, in which case you may still use it.
Right.
But because Microsoft decided it was going to become part of Office, it's the most popular word processor
in the
world.
They're the masters of ubiquity, aren't they?
Well, they are, but more importantly, they're the masters of taking a second-rate product. Now, Excel is a different story, because Quattro Pro was the better program then, but Excel has become something spectacular. They've really worked that program to death. But they haven't really done the same kind of thing with Microsoft Word. It's kind of still
substandard. What about 8? Tell us.
Well,
about.
So I'm getting there. So but the history is critical, because the context and Microsoft, the way they think, Microsoft's not a company, in case you're wondering. It's a government.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Mean, they just churn cash out of silos. So they noticed a little while ago, like 4 years later than everybody else, that we were heading towards a post-PC world, that PCs were no longer the thing.
And where people would want to touch stuff, touch screens and things like that.
Well, yeah, but that's part and parcel to the mobile revolution, right? Tablets and mobile devices. Everyone's touching them. But it's far less important, the touch screen part, than the whole notion that they're going to stop buying desktops and laptops. That's the more important part, because Microsoft makes the operating systems, Windows 7, for everything that you and I would touch as a desktop or a laptop.
I have Windows 7. Am I going to want Windows 8?
That's a great question, and the way you ask the question is you say, am I likely to have any touch screens that are running Microsoft in my life?
If I'm not, is there any reason to upgrade?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But the Windows 8 is,
mostly a tactile driven. The advantages of it is more for the touch, right?
But when you say upgrade, we're talking. If you're upgrading for the upgrade's sake, the answer is no.
Yeah.
If you're upgrading because you have an eye towards the future, if you are looking towards, all right, I'm a Windows person, Office 365 matters to me.
Right.
Windows 8 is going to have to matter to me because I'm going to stay in the Microsoft cloud, I'm going to stay in Microsoft Office, and right. I want to stay current with Microsoft product. I'm my people and myself.
But if I'm doing is upgrading from one Lenovo T510 to the next one, there's no reason to go.
Makes no sense at all just to do it for its own sake.
That's one of the main things I wanted to get across. All right, Shelley Palmer, ladies and gentlemen. We come back. Microsoft is up to some other stuff, like taking a big chunk of Dell computers. What is that going to do to the overall PC landscape? Are some feathers going to get ruffled? Right back with Shelley Palmer. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.